Becoming receptive to higher energies. As we contemplate the problems in society and feel a desire to make a difference, we must develop our inner resources in order to be capable of offering service. We cannot give what we ourselves do not possess. In order to have something valuable to share, we must purify ourselves and live in a more transcendental way. Then our interactions with others will be genuine, emerging from our inner core rather than being superficial behavior adopted for the sake of appearances. The effect we have on others is based on who we are and the energies we radiate. On the physical level, we may not have to do much to make a difference. As we interact with individuals and their environments, our own love, devotion, and higher awareness are automatically communicated to others, who in turn can also make an important difference. That is why we must work on ourselves, so that we can naturally radiate love and compassion. Such work is not at all egocentric. We become like soldiers preparing to go into battle. Any interaction with another person abounds with subtle influences and exchanges that are far more penetrating than external appearances might suggest. Once again, the little words, simple expressions, and kind gestures that we share with people in need are often much more beneficial to them than the dollars we put into their hands. Spiritual practices such as reading, meditating, or chanting can help prepare us for greater service to humanity and the planet. However, our motivations for such practices must never be to enhance our material situation or to gain psychic or spiritual leverage over others. We should always ask ourselves, how can I develop and grow so that I can share? That kind of attitude, accompanied by humility and compassion, can make us more receptive to higher energies.